Okay, SDL County planning staff, Brian will not be available. I don't see Park Commissioner Connie. Nicole, can you serve as, are you official now?
I'm official. Passes down. Everybody gets one down. Because he's got one.
Yes.
Yes, I have one.
What I just passed out is a report that last Friday, the Como Mesa Management Area Technical Group issued. This technical group is the only court-recognized authority on the Como Mesa for, regarding water conditions. This report was issued, the report on the beneficial impacts of the supplemental water project. It said that the supplemental water project, and I've underlined a couple lines in there, which to me are the bottom lines of the whole report, says that the supplemental water project will allow well levels which have been dropping on the mesa to rise. It will also reduce the risk of seawater intrusions that have been documented in Oceana. This report can be downloaded. It's on the NCSD website, ncsd.ca.gov. Under what's new, just click on what's new and there it is. There's going to be an NCSD meeting on next Wednesday, about 9 o'clock here. The highlight of the meeting is going to be item E2, which is the assessment engineer's report, a draft of the assessment engineer's report. And it's not as bad as it looks. It's mostly maps. And what's in here is a map of every parcel that's in the proposed assessment district by parcel number, I guess. I'm not sure what the numbering system is. But if you're not on this map and you're not in one of these lots, supplemental water doesn't apply to you. What's going to happen at that meeting is we're going to be, this report talks about it describes a supplemental water project. It estimates the construction costs. It talks about the formation of the assessment district to fund the construction. And it has details on how the individual properties are assessed to pay for the construction. Also in that item, there's going to be a draft ballot. It's going to be a mail-out ballot for the assessment vote. And there's a draft ballot in that package for the board to consider. This agenda, like I said, is on the website. It will also be posted on the bulletin boards outside. The same day, if we can get our chairman of the NCSD to run a speedy meeting that afternoon from 1 to 3 at the Santa Maria Library, will be a final report on the Santa Maria River Steelhead Revival Study. What this group has been doing is trying to figure out if they let more water out of Twitchell to make the Santa Maria River run more days of the year clear to the ocean, to create a path for steelhead to go upstream. How many more days or how much water do they need to let out and let more steelhead in? So that study's been going on for about a year. And I think the results are going to be at this one. A lot of people are complaining. They say, why are you trying to introduce steelhead where they have no business? But they claim that they do have steelhead populations upstream, and all they need is that to connect every once in a while for the ones out in the ocean to come up and visit their friends in the north and make new steelheads. You probably have heard that the Park EIR the draft Park EIR is out. Presentation will be at the Como High School on June 8th. From 6 to 8.
March 8th.
From 6 to 8 on March 8th. I glanced at the thing last night. What's really very curious is there are no Class 1 impacts, even though they're eliminating 2.5 acres of oak woodland, but we'll see. The next NCSD meeting, not the next NCSD, next NCSD meeting, the one after the next one, on March 14th, will be the possible approval of going ahead with the ballot for the assessment district for supplemental water. And another agency I'm involved with, LAFCO, on March 15th is going to have a very popular meeting at the Board of Supervisors room, and it's going to be to consider the annexation of a property called Los Robles del Mar into the city limits of the city of Pismo Beach. There's a lot of people both inside and outside of Pismo Beach that don't want it to be annexed, and there are a few people that do want it to be annexed, so it has been rejected 2 years ago because of water, and this time it will be either annexed or not annexed because of water. So that's all I have to say.
Any questions?
I have a question. There was a survey that was sent out because it was due back on the 24th. When is the results from that expected or going to occur?
I don't know. I think final results are supposed to come back by either March 7th or March 14th, I think.
Anything else?
You said that this Los Robles, it's going to depend on water, but they still won't have that, right?
Well, that's the debate. The city of Pismo Beach says it requires a certain amount of water for build-out.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got that much water.
Mm-hmm.
But to add one more property would require more water than the build-out estimate is. And this Los Robles del Mar is going to need 300 acre feet of water, or 200, or 100, depending on which, who you want to believe.
Okay.
But it's still over the amount that Pismo has, says they have available for build-out.
Mm-hmm.
So because of this controversy over the water calculations by both the city and the opponents, they sent it out to a consultant to analyze what the needs are to the tune of about $25,000, and he'll come back with that report on the 15th, and we'll hear a third opinion on what the water situation is.
Who's paying for the consultant?
The pro bonus, which is the city of Pismo Beach, but they are paid, I think they are completely paid for by the developer. But when you go to LAFCO for an annexation, you sign an agreement, but all the costs LAFCO has to do to figure this thing out will be billed to the person who's applying for the annexation. And so the Pismo Beach paid for the first part of it, and now they have to go back and do more research. So they're doing both a traffic study, which is maybe $5,000 for the consultant, and they're also doing a water study, which is close to $25,000. So it's not LAFCO itself that pays for it.
But it's not the developer paying directly for it itself either.
No, he would probably, I saw the bills. The bills go to the city of Pismo Beach, and the bills have to be paid before the study is undertaken.
Okay. Any more questions?
One more, if it's okay. Anything on this? On the controversy going on as far as Oceano saying that there's no saltwater treatment.
Funny you should ask. I have a letter here from the Oceano Community Services District, which you might be familiar with. Dated November 24, 2009. It's to the county, and it's from the Oceano Community Services District. It says they found seawater intrusion, and they want water from the state, they want state water so they can cut back on the groundwater pumping. Four other municipalities in five cities, Rio Grande, Grover Beach, Pismo Beach, maybe three others, all sent similar letters to the county saying that there was seawater intrusion in Oceano, we need to cut back on our groundwater pumping, and so they did. They all cut back to the tune of about as much as 85% on their groundwater pumping. The following year, when the next Northern Cities annual report came out, they noted that the seawater intrusion went down, or it disappeared. But for the years 2009 and 2010, the annual reports from the technical group stated there was seawater intrusion. So we had Oceano CSD saying there was seawater intrusion, the other cities around it saying there was seawater intrusion. They cut back their groundwater pumping. They're still cut back on their groundwater pumping. And now a new Oceano Community Services District came in and says there was no seawater intrusion. Yeah. So the new OCSD is composed of four new members, one old member, and a new general manager. And they have all decided that it never happened. And funny thing is, NCSD got drawn into this, but it wasn't NCSD studies, it wasn't our reports or anything else. But we got blamed because we noticed it.